I was reading a story some years ago, and in this story it said a great noble king, I forget the name of him just now, I wasn't thinking about speaking of the story, perhaps fiction, but it leads us to a point that gives us a background on what we want to say. This king, he was such a noble king and such a great lover of his subjects. But one day before his guard and his royalty, he said, today you see me for your last time for many years. And his guard and his nobles said to him, good king, why do you say that? Are you going to a foreign country somewhere? You become an alien. He said, no, I'm staying right here. Well, said, I'm going out amongst my subjects. I'm going to become a peasant. I'm going to cut wood with the wood chopper. I'm going to till the ground with the toiler. I am going to prune the vines with those who prune the vines. I'm going to be one of them in order to get a better acquainted with what they are doing. And I love them, and I want to be more acquainted with them personally. They won't know me, but yet I want to be acquainted with them in that way. And the next morning when his delegates, all of his people seen him, or the ones who's in the palace, take off his crown and lay it down upon the seat, the throne, and take his robe off and put on peasant's clothes, walk out amongst the common people. Now, in that little story, we find out then about God. They said to the king, said, King, we want you, we love you, we want you to remain king, but he wanted to become one of them to know them better, that they'd know him better, really what he was. It would display to them what he really was. And that's what God did. He changed himself from being Jehovah God to become one of us, that he might suffer, he might taste death, he might know what the sting of death was and take the penalty of death upon himself. He laid aside his crown and his robe and became one of us. He washed feet with the lowly. He dwelt in the tents with the poor. He slept in the woods and in the streets with those who were underprivileged. He became one of us, that he might understand us better, and that we might understand him better. Now, I think in that we find out that changing himself, what he did. If you'll notice, he came in the name of three sons. He came in the name of the Son of Man, and in the Son of God, and the Son of David. He came as Son of Man. Now, in Ezekiel 2:3, Jehovah himself called Ezekiel the prophet, the Son of Man. Son of Man means a prophet. He had to come that way to fulfill Deuteronomy 18:15, which Moses said, the Lord your God shall raise up among you a prophet like unto me. He never called himself the Son of God. He referred to himself the Son of Man, because he had to come according to the Scripture. See, he had to make those two pieces of torn paper, the Old Testament prophecy and his own character, to be exactly the same. So he come the Son of Man. Come in that form.